Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello, friends. My name is Anne Marie, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together. My name is Garrett.
And you're watching Studio Classroom. Do you like bubbly drinks, friends? We are going to talk about one specific one in our lesson today.
Absolutely. Bubbly drinks are something people around the world love, but they have a bad reputation as being unhealthy, very sweet drinks.
And that can be true for a lot of them, but not all of them. We're going to specifically take a look at the benefits of sparkling water in our lesson today.
The benefits of sparkling water. Those bubbles aren't just fun. They're doing your body a favor. Who knew tiny bubbles could pack such a punch? Sparkling water, also known as soda water or carbonated water, isn't just fun to drink. It's full of benefits too. Added sugars and artificial colors found in many drinks can be harmful. Yet research has shown that sparkling water without them can be healthy.
Hi there, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 先来看 research 这个名词，意思是研究或是调查。譬如 good research requires patience, curiosity, and a willingness to question your own ideas. 好的研究需要耐心、好奇心以及勇于质疑自己观点的意愿。Research 也可以当动词，意思是研究或调查。譬如 before launching her business,Lisa researched consumer habits in 3 major cities. Lisa 在创业之前对三个主要城市的消费习惯进行了研究。片语 research into something 是指针对什么的研究。譬如 The foundation funded research into therapies for rare genetic disorders. 该基金会资助了针对罕见遗传疾病疗法的研究。
What kinds of bubbly drinks do you like, friends? If it's something like soda, that might not be so good for you. But we're going to find out how sparkling water might have some benefits.
Absolutely. Let's jump into it to learn more, friends. Those bubbles aren't just fun. They're doing your body a favor.
Okay, those bubbles aren't just fun. Friends, bubbles are small balls of air or gas, and they are in a liquid.
Right. For example, colorful bubbles floated in the air at the kids' birthday party.
Bubbles could float in the air, or they could be present in your drink.
Okay, friends. So these bubbles in your drink might be doing you a favor or something good.Who knew tiny bubbles could pack such a punch?
We see a great phrase that we need to take a look at together, friends, to pack a punch.
All right, if something packs a punch, it has a very strong effect in often a very small size.
Let's try to use pack a punch in a sentence together. This tiny pepper packs a punch. That probably means that that particular pepper is really spicy.
And it's not very large, so it packs a punch. Well, sparkling water, also known as soda water or carbonated water, isn't just fun to drink, it's full of benefits too.That's what our article tells us.
It certainly does, and we've used this word benefits several times already, friends. Let's take a minute to define it together. Benefits are good results or advantages.
All right, let's use that in one more sentence. Exercise has many health benefits for your body, from physical all the way to mental.
Well, I definitely like drinking sparkling water, and one benefit it has for me is to keep me hydrated. Sometimes I forget to drink water, or I find that water is a little boring, but if I drink some sparkling water with a little bit of flavoring in it, that helps me drink the liquids that I need.
That's a good point. All right, we read more. Added sugars and artificial colors found in many drinks can be harmful. Let's talk about that last word. Something that is harmful causes harm. What is that? Well, it's just damage or danger.
Here's an example. Smoking is harmful to your lungs. It hurts them or puts them in danger.
Okay, so it can be harmful, yet research has shown that sparkling water without them can be healthy. Remember, without what? That was sugars and artificial colors.
So these added sugars or artificial colors, they are found in many different types of drinks, especially drinks like soda, and they aren't good for our health. But what our article is saying is that sparkling water is free from those, or at least many types of it are.
So yes, there can be many benefits to having soda water, carbonated water, sparkling water. There are lots of names for this same great thing. And friends, we have more to learn, so let's go to our next reading.
The benefits of sparkling water. Refreshing carbonated water, many people's preferred choice over plain water, helps keep the body hydrated. This, in turn, supports healthy skin, good concentration, heart health, muscle function, and more. Studies have shown that drinking sparkling water aids in swallowing and digesting food. It's also thought to give a full feeling, which helps with weight management.
Digest, 意思呢是消化。 譬如, Nia liked to take walks after dinner to help her body digest properly. Nia 喜欢晚餐后散步，以帮助她身体充分的消化。 名词 digestion 是指消化或是消化作用。譬如, Doctors say laughter can actually improve digestion by relaxing the stomach muscles. 医生说，笑其实能放松胃部肌肉，促进消化。Digest 的形容词 digestive 意思是消化的或是助于消化的。譬如 Herbal tea is known for its digestive benefits after a heavy meal. 草本茶以大餐后促进消化的功效而闻名。
So what kind of benefits does sparkling water actually have? Let's find out together.
All right, well, we learn in the first word of our next section, we see the word refreshing. That is one thing that carbonated water is. Carbonated water is refreshing. It makes you feel fresh, cool, and energetic again.
Let's use that word refreshing in another sentence. A cold drink is very refreshing. Or you could say, walking into the cold store felt refreshing on the hot day.
All right, so let's read it. Refreshing carbonated water. Many people's preferred choice over plain water helps keep the body hydrated.
Hydrated is a great word for you to know, friends. Hydrated means to have enough water in your body. The opposite of this word, of course, is dehydrated. If you are dehydrated, it means that you haven't had enough fluids or liquids, and you usually have some symptoms that go along with that.
Right, you're very thirsty, but there are also other body problems that happen. Here's one other sentence with that word. Make sure to drink lots of water to stay hydrated, especially when it's hot out.
So we found out here that carbonated water can help keep your body hydrated. This in turn supports healthy skin, good concentration, heart health, muscle function, and more.
Okay, so those are some of the benefits of staying hydrated. One of those things is concentration. That's the ability to focus your attention specifically on one thing.
Here's an example of how you could use concentration in a sentence. Music helps my concentration.
All right, so being hydrated helps with all these things. Of course, you can have regular water to stay hydrated as well, but carbonated water can help quite a bit with that, is what we're reading.
Yes, and we're going to see another specific example of how carbonated water helps our bodies here in the next part. We read, studies have shown that drinking sparkling water aids in swallowing and digesting food.
That is very interesting, okay? It aids in that, or another way of saying that is it helps with that.
Let's use aids in another sentence. Sleep aids in recovery.
Right, so if you're hurt or sick in any way, getting enough sleep can help your body recover and get better.
So we find out here that this carbonated or sparkling water not only helps you digest your food, but also helps you to swallow it better.
That is interesting. It helps it get down. It's also thought to give a full feeling, which helps with weight management. This part, Anne-Marie, makes total sense to me.
I agree as well. I know whether it is a soda or sparkling water, when I have a drink that has carbonation in it, those little bubbles, it makes my stomach feel that it's full even if it isn't.
Yeah, part of it is you're putting a lot more air in it. Of course, that's from those bubbles, and that kind of fills up your stomach, so you don't want to eat quite as much. And that way, sometimes you're not overeating.
Yeah, so this is how it can help with weight management. Instead of eating food or a snack, you could drink some sparkling water to help you feel full.
Right, of course, that sparkling water, as long as you're not putting anything in it, doesn't really have any calories. Well, friends, we are not quite done, but first, it is time to go and take a deep dive.
Deep dive!
Hi friends, let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? In turn. A friend once taught me a recipe, which I then taught to another friend, who then taught their little brother. That little brother now insists he invented it, but watching how it spread was the perfect example of something happening in turn, one action leading naturally to the next. In turn is used to show a sequence, a chain reaction, or something that happens as a response to something else. She helped him, and he, in turn, helped someone else. The heat caused the ice to melt, which in turn caused flooding. It's like watching dominoes fall. One thing sets off another. Here are a few other phrases that express a similar idea. As a result shows a clear cause and effect connection. He studied all week. As a result, he aced the test. In response shows a reaction to something. The team changed strategy in response to the new rules. Consequently is a more formal way to show results. The roads were icy, consequently school was canceled. All of these connect events logically, showing how one step leads to another. In turn just happens to be one of the smoothest, most natural ways to express that flow. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
The benefits of sparkling water. For years, people have believed that carbonated water harms bones. Yet to date, no evidence supports that theory. To the contrary, one organization suggests carbonated water may actually improve bone health. Keeping all these advantages in mind, many people buy machines to make carbonated water at home. Healthy additions like fruit can be added to make custom waters. From improved concentration to weight management, sparkling water proves that bubbles really can make your life better.
最后来看 theory 这个名词，意思是理论或学说。譬如 Einstein's theory of relativity changed how people understand time and space. 爱因斯坦的相对论改变了人们对时间与空间的理解。Theory 的形容词是 theoretical， 意思是理论上的、假设性的。譬如 ，The experiment supported the theoretical model scientists had been testing for years。这项实验证实了科学家们多年来一直在验证的理论模型。名词 theorist 是指理论家。譬如 ，The music theorist demonstrated how harmony can tell a story without words。这位音乐理论家示范了和声如何在没有文字的情况下讲述故事。这就是今天的 Language Lab. I'll see you again soon.
Not everyone feels that sparkling water is beneficial. Let's take a look at some of the complaints people have had about it in the past.
All right, let's jump into it. For years, people have believed that carbonated water harms bones.
I've definitely heard this before. I don't know why people have thought this, but it is something that has been circulating or going around.
Interesting. I have never heard this before. It sounds a little strange to me.
It sounds strange to me, too. Now that I'm thinking about it, let's keep reading. Yet, to date, no evidence supports that theory.
Okay, let's talk about a couple of the things in there. First of all, this phrase, to date. This means up until the present time. When you use that phrase, you're saying until now, but you're not saying that things won't change in the future.
Let's try to use that in a sentence. This is the best result to date. So up until this time, this is the best result we've had.
Okay, let's talk about one other thing. Yet to date, no evidence supports this. Evidence is facts that show something is true.
Here's a way you can use it in a sentence. Scientists found new evidence of climate change.
All right, so there is no evidence to support the theory that carbonated water hurts your bones. To the contrary, or on the opposite side,One organization suggests carbonated water may actually improve bone health.
Well, that's the exact opposite opinion, isn't it? We see an interesting word that we want to talk about from this sentence, friends, and it's that word organization.
Okay, an organization is a group of people working together for a purpose, but usually not just a group of friends deciding to do something.It's more of an official group of people. You might have to register with the government, or you might actually be a company.
It's an organized group of people. You could use it in a sentence like this. She joined an environmental organization.
Absolutely. Okay, so one organization has the absolute opposite evidence to what we heard earlier. Keeping all these advantages in mind,Many people buy machines to make carbonated water at home.
I've seen some of these before. Years ago, these were really, really popular. I still remember the ad that said you can make your own soda and make it any flavor you want.
Yes, I have one of these at home.
Okay.
It worked great for a while. I've been having trouble with it lately. I don't know why, so that's a little frustrating. But on the whole, if you use one of these,and you regularly drink carbonated water, it'll save you some money.
What was your favorite flavor of drink to make when your soda machine was working?
Well, I loved drinking just plain carbonated water. Occasionally, I would add things like juices or other things to it. I wouldn't usually use the syrups that you can buy for it.
Those seem like they might have a lot of those added colors and sugars we were talking about earlier.
Yes, they would have some, though definitely still less than buying like a pre-made soda.
That makes a lot of sense. So we read on here that healthy additions like fruit can be added to these carbonated water drinks at home to make custom waters.
Okay, custom waters. What does this mean?Well, something that is custom is made or it's changed according to your personal choice. It's made just for you.
Here's an example. You can create a custom bag by picking your favorite colors.
Okay, so you can make a custom water. It'll be the flavor that you want. And you can absolutely do this using sparkling water.
Let's read on here at the last part of our lesson, friends. From improved concentration to weight management, sparkling water proves that bubbles really can make your life better.
All right, friends, what do you think? Do you enjoy sparkling water? Think about this and talk about it in English as we go over to today's usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来学 who knew 点点点问号这个句型。字面的意思是谁知道点点点问号。但常当作感叹句，表示真没想到啊，点点点，原来点点点啊，语气带有惊讶、感叹或幽默的成分，通常用来回应某个出乎意料的事实或结果。虽然形式是疑问句，但通常不是在发问，而是用来表达这件事让人意外。类似的用法有 Who would have known？ 点点点问号。或是 Who would have thought 点点点问号等等。来看例句 Who knew learning English could be so much fun? 或是 Who would have known that learning English could be so much fun? 真没想到学英文竟然可以这么有趣。
All right, friends, as we finish our article for today, we have a talk about it question that we need to talk about.Here it is. What is your favorite healthy drink and why?
All right. I'll get some arguments on my answer here.
Okay.
I'm going to say coffee.
Okay. I can see why you would have arguments because there are some people that believe coffee is absolutely not healthy at all. But let's hear you argue your point.
Okay. Like most things that you put in your body, it has benefits and it has negatives to it. Coffee has a lot of benefits to it.It's good for certain parts of your body. It helps with concentration. It can help with things like weight management. And so I really enjoy it. I also like the flavor a lot. There are healthier drinks, but I like coffee more.
I do enjoy coffee as well. But actually one of my favorite healthy-ish drinks would be a carbonated sparkling water drink that I make at home. I use bottled sparkling water.And then I add in drinking vinegar. So I use just a little bit of drinking vinegar and then add the sparkling water in. And it's a very light, refreshing drink that doesn't have a lot of calories in it.
I have done that as well. You can make something called a shrub. It is fruit juice with vinegar and sugar. You kind of mix it and let it sit for a few days and then mix it to that sparkling water.Sounds fancy, but it tastes good.
It does sound really good. What about you, friends? What is your favorite healthy drink? Talk about that in English. That's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time right here on
Studio Classroom. Standing there right by your side, truly a friend for life. A friend loves at all times.A friend helps at all times, a friend trusts at all times, a good friend lasts a lifetime, a friend gives at all times, a friend cares at all times, a friend endures at all times, a good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend lasts a lifetime.